Hello, hello, and welcome to the Self-Help Podcast. I'm your host, Kayla, and today we are going to be talking about healing and shadow work. Now, before I get started in today's episode, I do want to apologize that this episode is coming out a little bit later than usual, and that is because I had filmed this episode previously. However, everything was going wrong. And now I need to clean my memory card. Hold on a second. Yeah, a lot of things were going wrong and I had forgotten to record with my microphone and then my battery died and then I had to go to dance. And by the time I got home from dance, I was way too tired to keep filming. Now I'm redoing this episode, but I'm kind of grateful that I'm redoing this episode because I feel like there was a lot more that I wanted to say in a different way. Let's just jump right into it. But before we jump into it, I do want to mention that this is the last episode of season one, and I want to thank you guys so, so much for all of your support on this brand new podcast. I am so, so grateful for you guys, and I absolutely love seeing your comments. Thank you for all of your support. Now, let's get into the episode. I was doing some math today, and I realized that over the past 2 to 3 years, I have spent about $20,000 on healing. And honestly, probably a little more than that, but that's just what I calculated with the big stuff. And that included events that I've went to, coaching, therapy, ayahuasca retreats, and yeah, just like a whole bunch of things that I went to or did to heal. Somatic release breath work. Honestly, breath work was probably a very small portion of that, but the retreats took up a big chunk of that. However, was it worth it? Was it worth spending all of that money to heal? I want to say yes. It's so interesting because when I first started shadow work, I didn't really understand that it was shadow work. I didn't understand what was going on. I was just doing a lot of healing and I couldn't stop healing, if that makes sense. Like, I couldn't, like, even if I chose not to heal, like, the things would still come up and it had to be felt. And so I went down this almost rabbit hole for the last few years of shadow work and healing myself. And while I think that was extremely necessary because I did have a lot of trauma, what I will say is that when it comes to healing and doing shadow work, ask yourself the question, am I doing this for me to feel better? Am I doing this to actually heal the trauma that I've went through? Or is there some other reason behind it? Because I think a lot of the times when people are going through shadow work, sometimes it can get to a point where you don't feel worthy, whole, and complete without healing and without constantly instigating your healing and constantly making the effort to heal. And you feel like you can't have certain things unless you heal. And I will say that healing and shadow work definitely helps when it comes to manifestation. It helps with the letting go process because you do kind of have to transition from your old identity to your new identity. However, you don't always have to be constantly healing and doing shadow work in order to evolve and in order to make the decision to upgrade your life. And I think that there's definitely a time and a place for healing, but I also think that it should not consume your whole life. And I think it kind of got to a point where it was consuming my life. I was constantly just doing shadow work and I felt I got to a point where I had no control over my own shadow, if that makes sense, because things kept coming up and I'm the type of person where I'm gonna feel it if it comes up. And so that's what I did. But what I realized recently is that I was going to all these retreats and events and doing all of these healing modalities and I wasn't allowing myself to have fun. And I think part of the integration process is coming back into this 3D reality and allowing yourself to have fun in your life. And that's one of the key things that I was missing for a while, because yes, I was integrating everything, but I felt there was still something missing, like I couldn't pinpoint it. And so I found myself wanting to go back and sit with ayahuasca again. And if you don't know, I've sat with ayahuasca around 6 times, and I felt called to sit with her. I think I'll always have a connection to ayahuasca, and I'll probably still sit with her in this lifetime. However, I wanted to go to a retreat that's coming up soon, and it really got to the point where I had to realize, like, why am I going? Because my intentions for ayahuasca when I first sat with her were very different than my intentions were now. And intention matters. So when I first sat with ayahuasca, it was because I had tried everything else and nothing else was working for me. I had tried therapy, I had tried all of these healing modalities, and I just felt stuck in life. I felt like I went on a career path of sex work that I just really didn't enjoy anymore. And I felt stuck. I felt like I wasn't living in my purpose. And that's why I wanted to sit with ayahuasca, was to really figure out my purpose here. And I don't regret sitting with ayahuasca. I'm very thankful that I did sit with her, because what I will say is if I didn't, I wouldn't have a relationship with God, because I did meet God on ayahuasca, and I wouldn't have been receptive to my psychic abilities. And I don't think I would have necessarily found my purpose as soon as I did. So I am very grateful that I did sit with ayahuasca. However, I think there was an attachment to this medicine. And I had an attachment to constantly healing. And I think that this can be kind of common with people who are doing this type of work and who are doing shadow work, is constantly healing and healing and healing, because you feel like you want to get to a point where you're fully healed. And I think it really comes to a point where, like, you have to accept that you're never going to be fully healed. Like, in this life, you're constantly going to be healing from something, and new things are going to come up, and you're constantly going to be healing no matter what. It's just, you know, a time and a place for it, right? And I'm making this video because I want to say, like, don't get so lost in your healing journey, because there is fun to be had, and there is so many other things that life is about than healing, and healing is not your purpose. I really do love plant medicines because they are amazing teachers to help us heal and learn from. It is important to not get super attached to these medicines, because it almost takes your own power away if you do get attached. And I think that there was a point in time where I was attached to ayahuasca. I don't know if it's only in this lifetime that that has happened with me, because I know I'd sat with ayahuasca in a previous life because ayahuasca told me that. I wasn't addicted. Like, you can't really get addicted to ayahuasca. However, I found myself just wanting to heal more. And then I really had to ask this question, like, what do I want to heal from? Because I feel like now I'm in a place where I am fully aware of what I'm healing from. Whereas when I sat with ayahuasca the first time around and the previous other times, I didn't really know what I really needed to heal deep down until I went. And I did know to an extent, but now I feel like I have a better understanding and I'm more aware. And I'll tell you guys what I'm currently healing from now, and I'm going on my own journey and I'm not rushing my healing, and that's something that I want to talk about still, but I'm going to tell you guys what I'm currently healing from. So I'm healing from my brother's death that happened this past April. I'm also healing from my divorce that I'm still going through. The paperwork hasn't been filed yet because my ex is in a different country and he's been there for like a month now. So I'm not sure when he's going to be back. So I'm still healing through that. I'm still going through that. And I'm also healing from sexual trauma. I think that there's a time and a place for plant medicines and healing modalities and all of these different things. But I think it's also important for you to allow these things to naturally come up and feel them when they come up. Sorry, guys. My cat loves to claw things when I'm busy. Don't you love to claw things? If you're watching on YouTube, you can see her. Do you want to get down? Go up there. I think that I personally was rushing my healing process. And I think that this can happen when people feel like they have to heal in order to live their purpose. And that's kind of what I felt, you know, like I'm a higher self activation coach. For some reason, I felt like I had to have everything all figured out and I had to be perfect because of my career path, right? And I'll be honest, like this is not a career path that I really chose. I did choose to do it. However, it was downloaded. Like I got a download when I was meditating to be a higher self activation coach and do meditations. Well, actually, when I was on ayahuasca, I was told to do meditations. But when I was meditating, I was told to become a higher self activation coach. And I had no desire to be a coach before this. So it was just very like random. And then 2 weeks after that, I started. And I got clients very quickly, which I was surprised. But I think that I thought that I had to have everything all figured out because of this. And it wasn't necessarily because of this, because it was even before I became a coach that I was consistently healing and healing and, you know, paying for healing and all these different things, because I felt like then I would be worthy of helping other people as well, because I do help other people heal as well. And so, of course, like maybe you have to do some type of healing to help people heal. Otherwise, how do you know how to heal, right? Like, how do you know how to hold space for people? However, it was like a never-ending cycle of shadow work for me to the point where I lost my fun side. Like, I feel like I had not truly, truly had fun in so long, and also like had fun, like, on my own as well. Like I've been going on solo dates now. And one of the things that really made me realize that I needed to start having fun was this past weekend, there was a Pride festival. So I went to the Pride parade. I actually didn't know about it until the night before. And then I decided to go and I went completely sober. And my intention was to be there completely sober because I am sober. I do plant medicines occasionally, but I hadn't sat with shrooms for about 6 months since March. I haven't sat with shrooms since March, and I haven't sat with ayahuasca for almost a year, and I haven't smoked weed in, it's been so long that I have no idea when the last time I smoked was. But anyways, I went to this Pride parade. And I was there and I was just feeling guilty. I was feeling guilty for not working. And I was like, wow, I thought that I fully let go of this hustle culture, and apparently not. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to prioritize like relaxation more and fun and all these different things. But I still was feeling guilty, you know? I got separated from my friend because I came back to my apartment because I got cold, so I came back to my apartment to get a sweater. And then as I was walking back and I was trying to find my friend, there was this big mushroom tent, right? And it's interesting because I was thinking about buying mushrooms because I buy them online. I was thinking about buying them for a while. I kept saying no, 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 because I wanted to stop instigating my healing, you know, like I felt called to mushrooms, but I also felt like I was like putting way too much pressure on myself to heal, if that makes sense. And so I had walked up to this mushroom tent and I feel like it was like a divine spirit led me there. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, I walked there so quickly and then I was just there. And then I asked myself, I'm like, am I supposed to like take shrooms right now? Like, because I had never taken shrooms in that type of setting before. I had taken shrooms like at my house, like in nature, but I have never taken shrooms at like a festival where it's like a party vibe, you know? And so I was like a little bit intimidated to do that because I was just like, I don't like taking a substance without intention, you know? And so something gave me the full body yes to buy the shrooms and take the shrooms. And so I did. And my intention was to just tell me whatever I needed to know and then also to connect with my brother. And the night went on. I had so much fun. There was a lot of music and I loved it. I just danced and I was so happy. And it was honestly a great time. I came back to my apartment and then I had a full process of that I just need to have fun. I need to start having fun and stop prioritizing healing so much because I have done an insane amount of healing within the last 3 years. Like, it has been like nonstop. I've just done so much healing and I'm at a point now where it's like, okay, I'm aware of what I need to heal and I feel like I've healed the things that I wasn't aware of and now I'm aware of certain things that I need to heal and I'm gonna heal them in my own time. And that's another thing that I want to mention is like, you can't really rush your healing process because your body knows when to heal and your body will heal when it's time. Sometimes our shadow serves us in certain ways up until a certain point and then it's ready to release the emotions. Sometimes what you need to heal from is actually protecting you from certain things as well. And it serves you up until a certain point. And that's when your body will be able to release it when it's no longer serving you anymore. Because we have these belief systems and we have all of these things, right, that do serve us in certain ways. And once your body is ready to let these emotions out, you'll then be able to transform and move on from what you needed to heal from. Now, if you want to learn more about my mushroom trip, I did a vlog on my vlog channel. It's called Higher Self Vlogs. I'm not sure when it'll be up. It will probably be up after this podcast episode, but feel free to go subscribe to that YouTube channel if you'd like to see more of my shroom trip because I did vlog that experience and I don't want to dive too much into it in this episode because that's not what this episode is about. One of the things that I also realized when I was on this mushroom trip is that, yeah, healing can serve you in your manifestations and the letting go process and all of these different things, right? Because you have to recondition your brain and you have to almost rewire your brain to think new thoughts and create new belief systems and let go of old belief systems. However, having fun serves such a purpose as well as much as healing does. And whatever fun might be to you, right? For me, it's dancing. Like, I love dance. Like, I'm implementing more dance into my life. I dance every single day now. I go to dance classes. I dance at home by myself. And I'm actually going to my first ecstatic dance event, which is like a Halloween themed one this weekend. And I'm super excited for that. So dance is like a huge thing for me. And also like going to fun events, connecting with other people. I was in hermit mode for so long, like when I first moved to Florida, that I barely connected with anybody. And now I'm making so many new friends and I'm so grateful for these connections because I was literally in hermit mode for so long. For some reason, this podcast episode is just like not wanting to be filmed. Like, if it's not technical difficulties, it's my cat being a brat, honestly. Huh, why are you like this? She was actually never like this until my mom watched her for a while when I was traveling. And ever since then, she's been a problem. Like, she's been a problem child. I love her to death. Like, I really do. But, like, she literally, oh my gosh, like, she can be so annoying sometimes, huh? Look at her. She's so cute. Anyways, hey, you've been interrupting mommy. Let mommy work and then I'll feed you later, okay? It's not time for you to eat yet. You're 2 hours early. Do you see her? Oh my gosh, like, she just swatted at me. Anyways, I'm gonna try to continue to film this episode. Oh my gosh. Another thing that I like to do in order to have fun is, like, go to events and do new fun things is what I love doing, okay? I love going on adventures, going on solo dates. And the thing that I realized with having fun is that it raises your vibration. The best part about that as well is that you will then start to attract people into your life and new opportunities into your life and things in your life from that high vibrational state that you align with. It's great for manifesting as well because you'll then be in alignment with your manifestations when you're having fun. So I really wanted to create this episode today because I really want this to be a message to not take your healing journey so seriously, to not take life so seriously. In fact, maybe do take it seriously. Take it seriously to the point where you're going to have fun no matter what and you are going to live life because you could literally die tomorrow. I have some interesting psychic abilities. Zara, put the feather down. Oh my God, she's getting my sage feather. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to put her in timeout because she actually likes being in timeout. I don't know what it is. It's interesting because part of my psychic abilities is that spirit likes to tell me when people are going to die. I knew when my brother was going to die, and I had like 2 different psychic episodes, I guess you call them, of my brother dying. So before he passed. And so one of the interesting things is spirit not only has told me when people are going to die, but spirit has also told me when I'm going to die, which I never wanted to know. I never wanted to know, but I do know my age, that I'm going to die, and it's not super old by any means. Like, it's honestly, like, kind of young, but it's not too young. So, like, I have a chunk of time left, but, like, I don't have forever to be playing around, okay? So that's why nowadays I'm just like taking action on the things that I love and not taking this life for granted. When in reality, like, this life is so short, it's so long but so short at the same time, depending on how you look at it. If you really think about it, like, when you're about to die, like, what are you going to regret? You're probably going to regret not having fun. You're going to regret not going to that concert you wanted to go to. You're going to regret, you know, not hanging out with people that you wanted to hang out with. And I'm not saying to, like, distract yourself from things, because that's like a totally different topic. And I think it really depends, right? Like, for a while I was like solely focused on my business and I wasn't hanging out with people, and I still have periods of time where I'm like that, but I now want to consciously make the effort to have more fun, to hang out with friends, to be around a community of people, because I've been in Florida for like 2 to 3 years now, and I'm like just now starting to make friends, right? And like build my community here. Whereas before I was just in hermit mode doing shadow work and I just could not be bothered. I'm saying this to say that you don't have forever in this life. You really don't. And if there's something that you want to do, do it. And that is another thing, is like, I was kind of hoarding my money for a little while because I thought that I was gonna go sit with ayahuasca again, or I was planning to go at an event in Miami and all these different things. And I really got to a point where, like, okay, like, clearly I'm called to stay in Florida right now. This is also something that I've had to work through, is like to stop traveling so much, because I traveled a lot for like an entire year. And it's nice to be settled down in my apartment. I will travel again eventually, but right now I'm in Florida, because I need to be right now. There's so much more to life than healing. There's so much more to life than trying to fix yourself. And that is a point that I want to get across, because I feel like sometimes people will go on this healing journey because deep down they feel like there's something wrong with them and they need to heal it and they need to fix it, when in reality, the reason why anyone should heal is so that they can allow themselves to feel the joy. And the more lower emotions that you allow yourself to feel, the more higher emotions you're going to be able to feel as well. And part of healing is also understanding that there are so many human emotions that you are able to feel. I truly feel like I've experienced so many emotions. Like, I've experienced like the lowest of lows and the highest of highs. And I can truly honestly say that I think I've felt every emotion on the vibrational frequency scale at this point, with how much healing that I have done. And even the lowest of lows are quite beautiful, because you really get to know yourself when you are that low. The lowest of lows also are almost the catalyst for your growth and for your expansion. So healing does serve a purpose, and I'm not making this video to tell you not to heal. And I'm not making this video for those of you who have not done any shadow work at all. Like, that's not who this video is for. This video is actually for people who have been on a healing journey for quite some time and have maybe been taking it a little too seriously and have been hard on themselves and haven't allowed themselves to have fun. Because I spent like $20,000+ on healing, when that money also could have gone towards fun things in my life. And you know what's so funny is that the things that bring me the most joy and that are fun are like the least expensive. Like, my healing journey has costed me so much more money and time than the fun things in my life. And of course, I don't regret it at all. Like, that needed to happen for me, right? But like, a dance class for me is like, what, $16? Like, you know what I mean? And like, this event that I'm going to is only like $50-something. Like, it's just so interesting that like, I was spending so much money on healing because I felt like there was like something wrong with me and I felt like I needed to heal. And it honestly didn't really help that to have people in my life that made me feel like that, to be honest, because I definitely was influenced in a way into thinking there was something wrong with me. But I think that also just kind of reflected back to me what I felt deep down anyways. So it was nice for that to be brought up to the surface and for me to cut people out of my life who couldn't hang, really. And I don't want to say they couldn't hang, because they clearly were, but it was like they couldn't handle the authentic version of myself. I don't even think I was able to handle the authentic version of myself until I healed a lot, to be honest. So like, I say this to say, like, appreciate your healing journey and thank yourself for going through your healing journey, but also allow yourself to have fun, allow yourself to live, allow yourself to breathe, and don't be so serious about healing all the time, because that is not what life is about. Life is about having fun and growing and being in community and sharing your knowledge with people and sharing your energy with people and just radiating your most authentic self. And of course, healing can help with that. However, there's also a thing as too much shadow work. And I think I got to that point where I was constantly chasing after healing when it was no longer in alignment for me to be healing, because I had to really realize, and of course I'm gonna heal in the future and I'm still healing or whatever, but not to the extent I was, right? And I had to realize that I had been through enough. I had been through enough. There's no reason for me to instigate new things to come up to feel, honestly. I don't need to do another somatic release breathwork session. I don't need to go drink ayahuasca again right now. Do I need to sit with shrooms? I don't know. Was that like a one-time thing for now that I did? I mean, I've sat with shrooms multiple times, but this past weekend, like, was that the only time I need to? Like, I'm not sure yet. You know, sometimes plant medicines, like, they'll call you and you'll know. But I don't need to constantly be chasing after healing to feel worthy, whole, and complete. And I think I'm finally at that place now where I'm living in my purpose and my passion, and my heart is full. Like, I feel the best I have ever felt in my entire life, and I can truly say that from the bottom of my heart. And it wouldn't have gotten to this point without all of the healing, so I'm grateful for it. But I did want to make this video because towards the end of that healing journey, I started to realize, like, wow, this took up a lot of my time, money, resources, and I'm grateful for it, but I no longer need to put in that much effort to healing. And that is not to say I'm fully healed at all. I will probably never be fully healed. I'm not claiming that. But there needs to be a balance, and I'm also a Libra, so I clearly need balance in my life. And it was becoming so out of alignment for me to constantly be chasing healing. And now I feel more in alignment with having fun and doing fun things and not feeling guilty for having fun. So I really wanted to share my story with you and share with you what I've been through in the last few years with my healing journey. And I really hope that this reached whoever it needed to reach and helped you in any way it needed to. Thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast episode. Before I let you go, I do want to go over a couple things here. So yes, this is the last episode of season one. And again, thank you so, so much for being here. I am so incredibly grateful that you have listened to my podcast, and there's so many exciting things coming in the future. So I am going to be taking a break in between season one and season two. I'm planning season two right now. And also I am working on the marketing for this podcast, since I didn't really get to do too much of that while this podcast was up and going for the first time. So while I'm taking a break, I'll be marketing and allowing it to reach new people, and also planning for season two. I promise I will not be gone too long. I really want to get this podcast back up and running for season two very soon, before the end of the year. So if you want to keep up with me, my life, and you want more informative videos, feel free to follow my Instagram account at higherself.activation and my YouTube channel, Higher Self Vlogs. Thank you so, so much for tuning into this podcast episode, and I will see you next season. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.